after a slow couple of weeks to start off in early January, we did have a nice break in the weather with finally some southerly and southwesterly winds, and the harvest was quickly wrapped up. In 8 days, we were able to get about 80% of the crop into the shed, which was great, and we completed the harvest on the 24th of January.
Given it's been a bit of a wet summer, you would have been quite keen to get things moving.
Definitely, it was quite pleasing to get it all into the shed, as there was a lot of rain forecast in the week after we finished, so very pleasing for the industry for sure, and obviously growers as well. This year we harvested just under 1,700 hectares.
And so, how does that compare to previous years?
Yeah, it's in line with the area that we've harvested in recent years, and over the next couple of years we certainly will be harvesting a little bit more as we increase our production levels.
So you're looking to ramp up a little bit in the future?
Definitely, that's our endeavour to meet the forecast demand for pori from sales. Last year we had a much bigger planting area, putting in around 1,500 hectares, and this year we're certainly aiming around the 1,600 hectare mark, if not more.
And you said demand's getting higher.
For the product, the pori from product, that's correct. We export our product to countries in six of the seven continents in the world, and at this point of time it's is well sought after, so the forecast and demand certainly up for the coming years.
In order for you to ramp up, you're obviously going to need a few more growers, a bit more land. How have you found the process of trying to get that?
It's always a challenge, Lachlan, to gain more land. This year we'll be contracting with existing growers, which are loyal supporters of the industry, but we'll also be endeavouring to attract new growers into the industry. And at this current time frame, it's challenging because in the good growing regions in Tasmania, there's a lot of competition now more than there has been for many years, particularly with cattle and sheep prices being up and so many options of vegetables to grow, as well as poppies and cereals.
What's the incentive for growers to grow pyrethrum?
Pyrethrum is a good crop to grow, and growers who grow it take a lot of pride out of growing and producing a good-looking crop, as well as attracting good returns that are certainly competitive with most of our competition. Currently, BRA are working on a revised planting contract for 2021, with a payment increase for growers proposed by BRA. So any pay increase on contracts is a good thing for any industry and any grower, and it's a third year running that we have increased the contract and the payment scales for growers, so hopefully that'll certainly assist us to be more competitive with other farming options.
And in terms of the crop that was harvested this season, was it a pretty good quality?
Yeah, the quality was quite good. Our overall harvest results were a fraction down on what we've achieved over the last couple of years. Not too much behind, but they were certainly down a little bit. Our growing areas in Hagley and Kindred and west of Penguin performed very well, above average, and our good reliable area on the Central Coast was a little bit down to what we have achieved here in recent times.
Do you have any idea what's caused that?
It's always an interesting thing to ponder. It was a very wet year last year, and plenty of challenges for growing a perennial crop. Growing over such a long time frame of 16 to 18 months, we're exposed to a bigger period versus a crop that you put in for 5 or 6 months. The wet autumn made things challenging with the control of disease, and the cold, dry winter with a lot of frost was certainly hard on the crop, and the wet spring certainly exaggerated the disease to even higher levels. So it was a challenging season, and I guess at the end of the day, considering the conditions we did grow in, we probably came out of it quite well.
And where was your top crop this year?
Our top crop was grown in Barrington, which is something we haven't achieved before, so an excellent result up there for the grower, who's grown a very good result and been well rewarded.
They must be pretty chuffed about that.
Yes, I haven't actually spoken to the gentleman yet. I've been meaning to contact him, but I'm sure he's very chuffed about that for sure.
What's the general outlook outside that sort of expansion you're looking at?
The business has had a good 12 months. As most people are aware, we were bought out by Sumitomo 3 years ago, and we've had 3 successful years since then. The future direction of the business is continue to grow and grow a sustainable amount of pyrethrum to meet the demands.